Education Research. This is episode 68 and focuses on Kiki Makopolo and colleagues' pedagogical case about Tony. This is an audio version of the PEPRN blog that can be found at www.peprn.com/news.aspx. I learn about things I can't use in my life. How many kids walk out of their lessons and leave experiences and say, but? We need to help young people understand the whys, but often we don't and expect it to happen. This week's blog is about worth and relevance and highlights the importance of explaining and developing an understanding of why we do this and why we don't do that. Tony. At age 14, Tony doesn't see the relevance of PE. It's not that his teachers are mean or his family are inactive. It's just that he feels he is learning things that he can't use in his everyday life. He's fat and he's terrible at sport. That's how he describes himself. And while he thinks his lessons are good and his new teachers are supportive, he doesn't feel he can exercise and be active. He is clever, but he doesn't feel he can explain why he doesn't want to be active. His perception is that he is not good at PE and doesn't make any progress. Even if he does make some progress in a lesson, it doesn't matter because he doesn't want to participate. The exercise Tony likes, walking, swimming and weights, isn't done at school, and rather than engage in activities at school, he'd prefer to be invisible. A lot of his attitude towards PE comes from his last school. His PE teachers wanted everyone to be healthy, but they went about it the wrong way, at least not a way that worked for Tony. When asked to explain this, Tony said that he was the worst football player and was more or less ignored during the lesson, except when he made a mistake when other kids got mad with him, not that the teachers cared enough to interject. His disinterest in learning put his teachers off, and his lack of ability made him the focus of everyone's attention at all the wrong times. When he had to run, as part of a group fitness test, he didn't look good, and everyone ran past him, and he hated it. He certainly didn't want to take part again, yet his cleverness and tactical awareness, the two things Tony feels he has going for him in PE, are seldom used, and he has little and no say in what is done. Let's look at the pedagogical case in more detail. Makopolo and colleagues explored Tony's case from psychological, social, cultural and motor control perspectives. They conclude by examining the role that Tony's PE teachers might play through their pedagogical choices in engaging Tony in PE and physical activity. From a psychological perspective, Tony is amotivated and, as such, he lacks intrinsic or extrinsic motivation to participate in PE. It is likely that Tony is experiencing social physique anxiety. That is, he becomes anxious when others observe or evaluate his physique. His body-related concerns, exacerbated by rules and arrangements regarding clothing, changing and showering, mean that Tony associates PE with having his body on display. Softer or more flexible rules might help with some of these feelings of anxiety. Tony actively avoids exerting effort because he doesn't value PE. That said, he does, to some extent, value physical activity. The devaluation of PE and the associated reduction in effort is due to previous unsuccessful experiences. Using a strategic decision known as self-handicapping, Tony is aiming to protect his self-worth in case of failure. Like other overweight and obese children, Tony feels that both his teachers and peers in his last secondary school stigmatized him due to his weight. Indeed, research has shown that teachers have moderate levels of anti-fat attitudes and hold lower expectations for achievement for overweight versus normal weight children. When these attitudes and expectations are coupled with poor motivational strategies, then PE teachers can undermine pupil motivation. Taking a social-cultural perspective, Tony's perceptions of PE are shaped and influenced by his family's activity levels and other out-of-school physical activity experiences. These act as a filter through which he interprets and defines what he thinks is important. Makopolo and colleagues suggest that three concepts appear to mediate Tony's amotivation towards PE: authenticity, constructed meaning, and facilitating cultural, i.e. individual and organisational, change. Authenticity. When alignment is established between activities inside and outside of school, then things appear authentic. Constructed meaning. These messages come from policymakers, teachers, and the general public, and yet are often translated in schools to mean fitness testing. Consequently, the meaning of health is constructed as fitness. Cultural change. What might an authentic, relevant PE curriculum look like for Tony? Looking through a motor control lens and exploring the areas of biomechanics, musculoskeletal, coordination and cardiovascular deficiency research, Makapulu and colleagues explore the long-term consequence of Tony's lack of physical activity. The most obvious consequence is on his weight. Mechanically, this will lead to increased inertia and difficulty starting, rotating and stopping. Furthermore, his joints are subject to higher forces and he is at increased risk of injury. Non-weight-bearing exercise, such as swimming, which he prefers, is less affected than weight-bearing activities such as running. While it might seem counterintuitive, Tony is, in absolute terms, comparatively strong. However, his weight-to-power ratio is low and his strength is not uniformly spread. Furthermore, his low-level engagement with physical activity means that his tendons and ligaments have, in all likelihood, been negatively impacted. His coordination is also likely to be poor, as the key interactions between perception and action, so vital in adolescence, haven't been occurring. Finally, Tony is unlikely to have developed his aerobic system optimally, and he is therefore disadvantaged when performing the types of endurance-based activities that might help him to lose weight, and therefore he avoids them. Pedagogically, his teachers need help to understand how they might reach out to their pupils. Significantly, Tony is unlikely to be alone in his school, as statistically 3 in 10 boys between 2 and 15 are likely to be either overweight or obese. A starting point for change and development is the idea that all learners are fundamentally different, and all are entitled to meaningful PE experiences. It could be argued, therefore, that teachers need to debate and consider their own perspectives and the perspectives of others when planning their teaching. Another starting point might be the different pedagogical models that have emerged into the general vocabulary of teachers. Models such as sport education would allow Tony to use his analytical skills and make the friends that he's currently missing. He could begin to be viewed as more than a performer, as he gave constructive feedback and guidance to his peers. Fundamentally, Tony's teachers need to ensure that he feels valued, and they need to contest any trace of fat phobia that exists in themselves and their pupils. There are lots of ways of supporting Tony to be healthy, but these need long-term support and lifestyle changes. At the heart of this discussion is the ways in which PE has failed Tony. While the subject and his teachers cannot shoulder the entire blame, it is clear that they have played a part in his belief that he learns about things he cannot use in his life. So in concluding, how does this discussion relate to you, your sessions and your context? Did it make you think or consider something? I'd love to hear your thoughts and so would others, so please share at www.peprn.com/news.aspx. Thanks for listening, and join me next week for the next Pepin podcast, where I'll discuss Dean Barker and colleagues' pedagogical case about Maria. Acknowledgements. I'd like to thank Vicky Goodyear for her work behind the scene as copy editor. Her help certainly forms a vital part of the production of this podcast and in getting it out on time and in a semblance of coherence. However, it is important to note that any mistakes that remain are mine. Thank you.